This is the Elections Committee meeting for April 23rd, 2006. And I'm not sure of the protocol here. LaVarne, are you chairing this meeting?
I can go on. Okay, so as Carolyn just stated, this is the Elections Committee. The date is Sunday, April the 23rd, 2006. This is the Elections Committee of the National Elections Committee of the Pacifica Foundation. And we'd like to welcome everyone on. And the agenda was sent out, and I hope everyone has had an opportunity to look at that. And the first, I would like to take attendance. Mary has been the secretary. Mary, would you like to do that now?
Okay. Well, Mary Berg, I'm here. Carolyn Burden?
Here.
Terry Goodman?
Here.
Jane Gatewood? Okay. Patty Heffley? Melinda Eiley Doan? Richard Phelps?
Here.
Serene Roberts?
Here.
Zarina Shakir?
Here.
Let's see. Deb Shafto? Ted Weisko? LaVarne is here. Carol Wolf?
Here.
Harrison Weil?
Here.
Don White? Okay, I'll just go back over those. Did nobody else? I guess they're not muted. So,
LaVarne Williams.
Well, yes, she called.
Yeah, I have her.
She did. Oh, okay.
And Ted Weisko, did you say yes? Are you here?
No.
Okay, I didn't put him down. Okay. So.
All right. So, thank you, Mary. And again, a draft agenda was sent out. Again, hope everyone has had an opportunity to look at that. And the draft was sent out by Carolyn Burden, who has been our chair. And if you see the agenda, there's a special order of business. Before the approval of the agenda, I just want to say the special order of business is to elect a chair pro tem and to take the nominations for that for today's meeting. So first, would like to, again, ask if everyone had an opportunity to look at the agenda and would like to approve the agenda for today's meeting.
Well,
shall I go through the other major items on the agenda for other people who are listening on the call? Mira, you were about to say something?
Yeah, I think we're just going to start to look at the agenda. But you, I guess, will be chairing as the convener. Well, shall I continue to act as secretary? Somebody has to. And we haven't approved the agenda, so we can't do the items on it. Is that not correct?
If there was someone wanting to speak, I think that what we would like to do is to ask you until we get to electing a secretary pro tem, we'd like you to continue in your role until we get to that part of the agenda. Would that be okay?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. Okay, on the agenda, I will just read the major items on here. They are a special order of business, which is there's a motion. And the motion is to make as a special order of business the motion to elect chair pro tem to take nominations and create a protocol for electing chair and secretary, and then there are four other items that go along with that. And then next on the agenda is approval of the minutes of March the 12th, approval of the next meeting date, which is the third Sunday, May 21st. We have reports from Carolyn Burden on the hiring of the National Elections Committee, the Technical Advisory Work Group, and the timetable for the committee's work. Terry Goodman on the Elections Committee Listserv Work Group. Terry Goodman also on the staff teleconference group. Then the old business include a number of motions by Ted Weisko, and they include transfer frequency of reports concerning the Terry Barishas report for the 2004 election. Not just, there's someone sounds like they're eating a carrot or something. Just mute. I'd appreciate it. Or we would all appreciate it.
What is the mute?
Pound one. Okay, I can still hear some like little movements, but that's great. That's much better. Okay, the third transparency of the reports is one. The second is access of list.
Patty.
Hi, Patty. Welcome to the Patty of. Happily from WBI, thank you. We've already started our meeting.
Hi.
You on?
Yep, okay. I'm here.
Okay, we're going over the agenda for the
okay.
meeting. I'm just, is that, can you mute? Okay, great. Okay, the third item was the scope and duties of the local election committee. And the fourth is the transparency of meetings, and this refers to national committee meetings to be posted on the website of each station as early as possible in a transparent way. And then the next item on the agenda is new business. So I would like to entertain a motion to approve the agenda. Are there any questions, comments?
I would move to approve it if we need to do that to discuss it, but there are some changes that I would suggest, yes.
I'll
second that.
I am not clear if we have to, but sometimes I see that people have to move to approve the agenda before we can alter it, and other times the chairs don't do that.
Okay.
So.
Well, we can go ahead with what we're doing.
All
okay,
right.
So, and what are the, I'll take a list. On.
Okay, well, I sent this, but I have not been able to stay on the computer, unfortunately, until just a few minutes ago for some reason. So I wasn't able to send this out sooner, but we have the. The first order of the old or unfinished business is that motion on regularizing membership status, and that was revised, and I sent out Terry Goodman's revisions, such as they were, and so that should be number one. You see, if you notice on the agenda,
yes.
Weisgau's motions start with number two, and that's because number one should go. Oh, let's see, but there is a number one. Anyway, that should be the top item there because it was pending from several agendas back, and we dealt with it March 12th, but we didn't finish.
Okay, and the topic again was?
It's called Motion on Regularizing Membership Status. I have sent it out, I sent out the agenda revised with that there. But I only just did it just a few minutes before the meeting because I just couldn't get on here very well. And there was also a motion by Melinda Eiley Doan relating to one of Ted Weisgau's motions regarding the report, the statement by Terry Barishas. And she has moved that we continue to keep it confidential as it was agreed to when he first, that was the condition in her motion, she says, of his having made the report. So that needed to be added. After the Weisgau motions.
Okay, so that would be six.
And that's in the, it's in the minutes that you have. But,
Both of these are in the minutes that you just sent out, Mary?
Yeah.
I see.
Stack, please.
Terry?
I'm sorry?
Terry on stack.
All right. Did I hear someone before, Terry?
Yes.
Yeah, Serene.
Oh, okay. Serene?
Well, as a point of order, I'm not sure whether a counter motion or a substitute motion actually gets its own place on the agenda with regard to Melinda's motion to counter number two. But at any rate, and I may lose you guys, I'm going into a tunnel for a minute, but I'd like to have on the agenda the issue of the executive session minutes.
Okay.
We're still waiting on that.
Sure.
I don't know
mm-hmm.
what's going on.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, we'll add that. Terry? Oh, I'm sorry, are you through? Is Serene still there?
She said she was going through a tunnel, so she may have to come back in a minute.
Serene?
Yes, the draft agenda doesn't make clear where the special order item is going to be on the agenda, so that should be probably before committee reports.
The special order concerning the electing the chair pro tem?
Yeah.
Oh, it's the agenda I have here is the special order of business is at the very the approval of the agenda.
Yeah. Well, after approval. Oh, I see.
Yes.
I see. Because I confused that with approval of minutes was so I thought it was going to be before the approval of the agenda, which would not be right. Okay, so that's going to be the first thing. So that's okay.
I would like to add an item, Carolyn. Here.
I'm sorry. Can I drop the call as expected? Can I see where on the agenda I'd like these the minutes addressed?
Mm-hmm.
Just before the approval of the minutes from March, because the executive sessions were in January and February.
I'm sorry, where do you want that?
Before we approve the minutes of March.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is there anything else?
Yes, Carolyn here. I heard from Les Radke. He would like to call in at some time tonight and speak to the committee for a few minutes, but he had a bit of a crisis, so he wasn't sure exactly what time he could call in. Can we leave that open and put it on the agenda for whenever he's able to make it?
Okay.
I think he just wanted to speak to the committee for a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Point of information?
Sure.
What's the nature of the communication that makes it urgent for this meeting?
He's a newly elected national supervisor.
Right, I know what his title is. I'm asking what is the nature of the communication.
I have no idea. He just asked
because
if
he's
he would like to speak to the...
He could email it to us, couldn't he?
Excuse me?
I'm saying since he's on the listserv, if he could just email whatever the information is. I guess I don't know what we'll be discussing at the time. I don't necessarily want to simply break it, have him, you know, inserted into whatever.
Wait a minute, just a second. Wait a minute. Just let me try to establish what we're doing here. Carolyn suggested that Les Radke would like to be, he would like to call in and be available to talk to us for a few minutes. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Now, and your position, Serene, is to counter what? Are you making an argument against having this on the agenda?
No. His
okay,
statement
so,
was that. I'm sorry. May I finish?
That's why I asked you a question. I'm trying to understand what you're doing. You're making an argument against.
I'm trying to answer your question if I can be allowed to finish.
No, I don't have a question. My question was just that. I didn't have a question prior to that.
Her statement was that he should be allowed to call, to jump in whenever he calls on. And I'm suggesting that he should be allowed to speak whenever we're finished with whatever issue we're discussing when he calls.
I mean, that's a fair statement. If you're discussing something, I'm sure he would be willing to wait until we're through discussing whatever it is,
right,
and then you would like
that wasn't her question.
Well, you know, I think common courtesy would say that we wouldn't just stop what we were talking about and allow Rick to speak. I'm sure that he would not want to interrupt what we're doing. So
I'm sorry, Madam Chair.
Sure.
I may I get on the stack to speak since I'm being interrupted. May I get on the stack?
I'm not sure. I don't understand. But when you say interrupted, you made a point, and then I made a point. So where was the interruption?
You interrupted me, and I'd like to be able to finish my statement. I don't think
I
you understood
you
my point.
Well, apparently not.
Motion.
Why don't you make that? Go ahead. Wait just a second. Is there anyone else who would like to speak?
Yes, I would like to correct a point, but I'll go after Serene.
Okay,
I'd like
go ahead.
To be on the stack also.
Yeah, I would
Richard.
Also.
Okay. So... In terms of order here, Serene, why don't you finish making your point?
Thank you. Ms. Burden indicated that he wasn't sure when he'd be able to call in, but that she'd like to accommodate him whenever he called in. And I'm suggesting whatever comments he has to share with us, and whenever he is able to call, I'm certainly not questioning his manners. I don't know him well enough. But whatever we're discussing at the time should be completed before he speaks.
Okay, are you three?
I am.
Okay, so, Carolyn?
Yes, I was misunderstood, I believe. What I did say, I thought, was that was a question, really, if we could please accommodate him when he called in, and you indicated that, that you would try to do that. The second point is that he's no longer on the list because I had removed him while he was a candidate. I thought that was proper, and I can certainly put him back on the list as a member of the advisory team. If there are no objections to that, I think that would be helpful to all of us.
Okay. Richard? I'm sorry, Carolyn, are you through?
Yes. Thank you.
No, I guess I just want to, what Serene said at the end is what I agree with. Whenever the next available space in the agenda is, we should put him in. It's just, a, you know, his courtesy to wait for us to finish our item, and then we put him in before we start a new one. That would make sense to me.
Okay, great. Thank you. Mary?
Yes, I was just, as Serene said, about a counterproposal. Melinda Eiley Doan's motion was still pending from the last meeting from March 12th. So it's the last, since it came in last, as new business at that time, it now, like everything else, is carried over as unfinished or old business, so it's at the end of the agenda. It's not a counterproposal. It's what she made at the time. It's just carried over.
Sorry, can I?
I wanted to clarify that.
I'm sorry. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. I hear you. No, I couldn't hear Mary when you.
I just wanted to clarify. It's not a counter motion that was made after the fact. These are all items. Everything on old business, including the two things that I'm proposed that were omitted, that are part of old business, should be added to the agenda since they were part of the old business from March 12th, and hers was one of them.
So that was the last one.
The
Melinda Eiley Doan.
Yeah.
And so what you had just sent out on, these are the minutes from 312, so it's all on there, and you have the, okay. All right, I see it here.
May I get on the stack?
Sure, go ahead.
May I get on the stack?
Sure, go ahead.
Mary, you know, I mean, obviously Melinda's concern should be addressed, and wherever it's addressed and however it's addressed in the process is, I'm not, attached to that, except I thought I remembered that at the time when it was raised last meeting, that someone, it may have been Ted, I don't remember, pointed out that in fact it wasn't a motion, I think it had something to do with the wording, and I don't think it was ever corrected. And in fact, since it addresses exactly the same report, they just have opposite positions on it. I'm not sure why it needs to be a separate motion, but I'm not wedded to how it's addressed. I just thought we had sort of addressed that in March.
Okay, thanks. I'm sorry, Mary. I'd like you want to add it to the agenda. I would like to discuss that at that point on the agenda versus discussing it now.
That should be part of the minutes discussion because I listed it as a motion in there, and it seems to me if it's not, we could correct it that way.
Okay, great. Are there any other changes, updates, or anything to the agenda itself? All right, so there was a motion, okay, with the changes of approval of the executive session minutes before the approval of the minutes of March the 12th, Melinda Eiley Doan, whether that was a motion or not, we can discuss that. We're saying within the approval of the minutes of March the 12th. On the, under old business, number one, be the membership status, and number six, actually also be go into the Melinda Eiley Doan, whether we complete that discussion during the minutes or we add that as number six under old business. So that's the agenda is. So
a point of clarification, please?
Please, go ahead. Serene.
My motion wasn't that we approve the minutes of the executive sessions, but that we determine the status. Mm-hmm. I don't think those minutes have been distributed, so I certainly wasn't proposing them being approved.
But the point is that we will discuss that once we get to that on the agenda.
I'm sorry. No. I thought you said approval of the minutes, and that was not
my amendment. Okay. So it's just executive session minutes. Okay. Fine. Okay. I've changed that. Okay. Are there any other changes, updates?
I have a question, Carolyn, here.
Sure.
If I may. Okay. On the minutes of March 12th that just came through, the motion, the old business regularizing membership status, and I've gotten a little bit lost. Is that still on? And There was also the member discipline from Terry Goodman. Is that item on the now old business? It was new business then. I don't recall that we got to it. Mary, I think you had something.
We did not get to it.
We did not.
And I may have... Where is it on here?
It's number 5, LSB member discipline. Terry Goodman introduced 312.06 on the 312 handout, on the 312 printout.
Yeah. I didn't paste that in either. That's true. It should be right. That was on there, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's get to that again. We'll make a note, and we'll get to that when we get into the approval of the minutes of March 12.
All right.
What was the issue again, Carolyn, was discipline of LSB members?
Yes, number 5. It's
okay.
Member discipline introduced by Terry Goodman, March 12th. And there was some background, and then several points to the motion, down to number 6 of them, I believe.
Point of
information.
I'm sorry, is it Serene? Yes.
Hi, yeah, and let me warn you guys, I'm driving, so I may be dropping out at the moment, obviously without notice. But my point of information is that if, in fact, something is proposed, the motion is proposed, but it is not addressed, it does not automatically become old business. I thought my understanding was that old business is that which we were in the process of discussing when the meeting was adjourned.
I'm sorry.
Can someone clarify that?
Can I just, a point of privilege, can we discuss those items once we get to the item versus discussing it and the approval of the agenda?
Well, no, I think my question is germane, because if in fact you're adding it to the agenda as old business, when it is not old business, that's a problem. It should go on then as perhaps as new business. So I do think it needs to be addressed now before we approve the agenda.
Mary Berg, may I speak to that?
Go ahead, Mary.
My understanding, as we went through this extensively in the last meeting and elsewhere, if items, when a meeting adjourns without having time to take up the rest of the items, everything on there becomes unfinished business at the next meeting. It isn't a discretionary. It just simply goes there. And, I mean, you can check Roberts, but that's my understanding.
Well, I'm
whether
not
you
a
call
Roberts
it old
expert,
business or unfinished business, I'm not sure of the. There is a distinction, but I think that's a fairly fine point. I don't think for our purposes on a committee it matters whether you call it old business or unfinished business, but it's not new. That was an item on the March 12th agenda.
Okay.
And
so it's automatically old business now, whether or not we got
exactly
around
to
it.
You know, like, hello.
Thanks, Mary.
Correct. That's my understanding.
Okay, so does anyone else have an opinion on this old versus new business?
I have the rules.
Okay, please.
Always helps.
The rules say unfinished, not old business.
Mm-hmm.
And unfinished... on page 346, the term unfinished business in cases where the regular business meetings of an organization are not separated by more than a quarterly time interval refers to questions that have come over from the previous meeting, other than special orders, as a result of that meeting's having adjourned without completing its order of business and without scheduling an adjourned meeting to complete it. The expression, this is a footnote, the expression old business should be avoided since it may incorrectly suggest the further consideration of matters that have been finally disposed of.
Okay, so you're suggesting on the agenda we should have an unfinished before old business? Can I have an opinion on that?
We should not have old. We should only have unfinished and new.
We should change the name.
Okay.
To unfinished.
Okay, very good. Just a second. Okay, so we're gonna change the name from unfinished. All to unfinished, and where do we want to put this issue of the discipline? So that would go where? Where would you suggest it go?
I have a point of order, please.
I believe it goes after the
go ahead.
Madam Chair?
Just a second. Let me just get my question answered, Serene. Let me just get this while I can write it down, because I'm trying to do
My point of order is with regard to your question.
Okay, please, go ahead.
The issue of board member discipline does not fall within the territory covered by this committee. That is, in fact, a governance issue, and this specific matter has already been addressed by the governance committee.
So that
it is in fact out of order for this committee to be discussing this particular issue.
Okay, thank you. Do I have any response from anyone on this in terms of the fact that it should not be in the legislature?
Yes, it was valid for Shireen to raise this as a point of order in considering its placement on the agenda. However, the specific proposal addresses her concern and only addresses items with respect to the purview of this committee. And so when the motion is presented, if it is approved for the agenda, then a point of order may again be raised if the text of that motion seems to be beyond the purview of this committee.
Okay, thank you. Carolyn?
Yes, the question was where it came in. It comes in after number four, the transparency of meetings motion. It was number five on the March 12th agenda, so I assume it follows that now, or whatever the new number would be.
Okay, we have regularizing the membership status is one, and we'll use the numbers that are on there. And then six would be the Melinda Ollie Doan in terms of having the Barisha's report remain confidential. Then seven will be the member discipline of member. Then we can speak to that once we get to it on the agenda. Okay, are there any other changes, updates, concerns? So I would like to entertain the motion again. Are there any objections to approving the agenda? Thank you very much. So the agenda has been approved. The time is about 36. So I'd like to move to the special order of business, and that's the motion that we make as a order of business, the motion to elect Chair Pro Tem to take nominations and create a protocol for electing chair and secretary. That, and I'll read the details now. Two, that the secretary and the chair pro tem shall accept nominations by email and telephone between April the 23rd and April the 30th. That three, the secretary pro tem shall create and distribute by mail email attachments for the ballots for these positions. Identical ballots shall be sent by post to any member requesting by May 5th. Four, the ballots shall be returned by post, postmarked no later than May 15th, to the Secretary of the PNB in double-blind envelopes, including sealed anonymous inner envelopes, which ballots shall be retained for inspection upon request by members of the Election Committee at the next quarterly meeting of the PNB. And that five, the secretary of the PNB shall announce the results of the election to the chair and secretary pro tem by May 20th in time for the next meeting of the elections committee on May the, here it is. Hello, the 21st. Okay. So, I'd like to move forward with, electing a chair pro tem and also secretary pro tem for this meeting. Let me just ask you a question. Are there any objections? And then Serene has a point of information. Okay, go ahead, Serene.
I had some breakup on the call because I'm on a cell and traveling. And was the agenda approved?
Yes, it was.
As amended.
There was a lot of interference. I couldn't hear that. Okay.
Okay, great.
I'd like to speak to this motion.
Please, go ahead. Shall we just take it? I'd like to divide and take number one and then go to number two. Please.
You're dividing it into four parts, correct?
I'd like to take care, right, it's in four parts, and I'd like to take care of the chair pro tem, and I think we should have secretary. Oh, the three is secretary. We didn't have it. It's not spelled out here, but also secretary pro tem.
Melinda Eiley Doan, KPFT.
Oh, hi, Melinda. Welcome aboard. You're in.
Hello.
approved the agenda, and we're on the special order, which is electing the chair pro tem, also the secretary, and for this meeting.
Okay, Carol Wolf on the staff.
Okay, I have three. Was there another point that you wanted to make? Oh, yeah, you wanted to speak to the motion. Okay, so now we're speaking to the motion. So we have Serene, we have, I'm sorry, Carol?
Carol Wolf.
Okay, right. Okay. Okay, great. Anyone else? Okay, that's Serene.
Okay, well, I'll speak to the first part. I assume that's the order we're going to do it in that order. There actually is, I think, a generally accepted process for committee elections, so we don't have to reinvent the wheel. I mean, the choosing of the exact dates, obviously, is something we might want to address, but nominations are accepted on the call or within, you know, 5 days or whatever the case is, by email for persons who are not able to make the call, and then the ballots are sent out by the acting secretary or the continuing secretary or whatever the case is, and they're sent back, and then they're opened at the LSC. At an LSC or committee meeting publicly in the area where the secretary resides so that okay. other LSC members may witness.
Okay, thank you. So you're speaking to number two. I'd like to take care of number one first, which is the chair pro tem and the secretary pro tem for this meeting.
Well, number one actually says create a protocol for electing chair and secretary. So
but
I'd
like
that portion of number one.
Let me divide that into A and B. A is electing the chair pro tem and the secretary pro tem, and B is the protocol.
Carol Wolf on the staff.
Please, Carol.
I move that we elect Laverne as chair pro tem to take nominations and create a protocol for electing a chair and secretary. But if we divided it, then I move that we elect Laverne as chair pro tem to take nominations.
I would like to do that, but I would actually like to decline it. I would actually like to elect Carolyn.
Okay.
And the reason, let me give you a reason why. I know it's not expected, but I'm like really, really into this GM hire committee as the chair here at KCSA. And then the other trying to marshal, we're trying to get some process on the finance committee. And I would gladly help Carolyn, but
Can I make another motion? Or have I lost my place?
No.
Elect Mary Berg as chair pro tem to take nominations.
This is Patty.
Okay, so I have Carolyn and Mary. Okay, is there any other nominations?
And this
I'm sorry, Carol.
I could get
I'm
on the stack after Patty.
Okay, we have Patty and then Serene again.
Oh, Carolyn. Carolyn, I'd like to get on the stack after Patty. Oh. Thank you.
Okay.
Hello, okay, I'd like to elect. Hello, Patty here. Mm-hmm. I'd like to elect Carolyn, chair pro tem.
Okay.
She's been nominated.
Okay, I thought it was. Okay, good. I'm off the. Okay, good.
Okay. And next, I believe, was Serene or Carolyn. I'm sorry.
Yes, I would like to nominate Terry Goodman as chair pro tem and leave Mary to do the secretarial work if she will.
Yeah.
Simply, if that's all right.
Okay. Serene? Are you there?
I guess you lost track of the stack. No, move on. You gave Carol my turn. It's fine.
I'm sorry?
Let's move.
You don't have any nominations to make, is that it?
No, I'm saying I was on the stack after Patty Heffley, and you somehow lost track of the stack, but in the interest of time, could we move on? It's 8:41.
Mary,
it would be my pleasure, Mary.
Yeah, I will decline that. Thank you very much, Carol. But you know, I started with the secretary thing, so who's going to do this? I think Carolyn's right. So I'll decline, but thank you very much.
Okay, let me Okay, so we have nominations for Chair Pro Tem are Carolyn and Terry.
That's it.
And for Secretary, we have Mary. So shall we vote first on the Chair Pro Tem?
Point of information, Carol Wolf?
Sure, please.
Is there anything to preclude the Chair Pro Tem from being elected as the chair?
No.
Okay.
No,
okay.
Absolutely not.
Okay, thank you.
No.
Okay, that's great. Okay. Okay, so we have two nominations for Chair Pro Tem. We would like
point
to...
Point of privilege.
Who is this?
This is Terry.
Oh, sorry, Terry. Go ahead.
I don't really see an advantage to having two candidates for Chair Pro Tem, so I would like to decline in the interest of time.
Oh. Terry, you beat me to it.
Too late, Carolyn. Too late.
Okay, well...
Jesus, as it takes, get stuck.
You've got to be fast on the draw around here.
I see that. Sorry.
So we have one nomination for Chair Pro Tem, that's Carolyn. Shall we make this are there any objections? Okay, Carolyn, you have been nominated and selected as Chair Pro Tem. I continue to state that the Secretary Pro Tem is Mary. And Mary, are there any objections to Mary as Secretary Pro Tem? Thank you, Mary, and you're so nominated. Thank you, Carolyn, you're so nominated, and you can assume your position at any point now.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I was looking for an evening off, actually. Mary,
I'll
have to help me here. Your notes are probably better than mine as to the order of business.
I can send it to you online if you want me to, but that means that I can't really talk. I'll send you what I have here.
I would appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay.
Send it
to me,
too.
Okay, I will.
Might as well.
The second point is to create a protocol for electing a chair and secretary, which is where we are now.
Mary Berg on the stack.
Mary?
I don't think we need that, as Serene said, and furthermore, it's spelled out here in any case. I mean, electing the pro tem to create a protocol, it's already been spelled out here, which is normally, the protocol's already here. So I would like to strike that part. I don't see that we need to invent the wheel, as Serene said. We have the procedures, and the procedure I see here listed in the 3 and 4, that seems to be reasonable and acceptable, so why we have the protocol.
This is Harrison, point of information.
Yeah.
I'm confused. Isn't there an existing protocol which is different from the one in the motion?
I believe that was Serene's point.
There are variations, but it's all similar, and this is here, so this is what people do a lot. I just didn't see why we should...
In answer to Harrison's question?
Serene, yes.
I'm not familiar with any other committee having accepted nominations by phone, and I would recommend against that. I think the nomination should be in writing if they're not done during a conference call. I don't think nominations should be made in private conversation.
Point of information, Mary Bird here.
Doesn't
telephone mean telephone conference calls?
I thought that's what it meant.
Am I wrong?
Well, it's not clear there.
Yeah, point. Let me clarify that. I think Terry had made the point that if people were comfortable making it by phone, it could be accepted by whoever was designated to accept the nominations. But the protocol that is printed here is an adaptation of the one that Sharna Gluck sent out, and which I distributed a week or two ago.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it simplifies it slightly by shortening the time, but effectively it says that the nominations would be accepted by email and telephone from the secretary, and then they would go out. I would assume that when they went out, they would have the person nominating just so we would have a check against that, but that is not necessary, and it certainly isn't spelled out here.
Terry on sec.
Terry?
Mm-hmm. Well, before we talk to number two, we should dispose of the motion to strike number one, and then I can talk to two. Mary, move to strike number one.
Well,
oh, all right.
The part about and create a protocol.
1B.
Yeah, and 1B. I think she's right that everything is in the remaining part of the motion that needs to be there.
All right. Is there any opposition to striking number one? All right. Let's move right along then.
Okay, and so it's number two I wanted to talk to.
Right.
In accepting nominations by email and telephone, this would allow individuals to self-nominate or someone else to nominate, and it would allow the Secretary and Chair Pro Tem to contact anyone nominated by someone else to see if they want to decline in the preparation of a ballot, so that anyone who is willing gets on the ballot. I don't think the text needs any alteration to specify telephone conference, because I think it's intended to allow whoever is willing to be on the ballot.
Point taken. Anyone else speaking to number two?
I speak to that. Serene.
My
concern about having it done in a private conversation, your nomination was put in.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up a little bit. Could you repeat what you just said?
When you send an email, you have the paper trail. You have proof that you sent in your nomination. When you have a conference call, in addition to having the people who are on the call, you have the stream. I just think we should make sure that there's a record of every request, and a private telephone conversation in which one person may say, well, that's not what I intended,
said my strong,
say that's not what I understood, or, you know, whatever the case is. I just think we can avoid that whole mess.
This is Patty.
Patty?
It seems the committees I've been on, you nominate people on the phone, and if there's other people that would like to be nominated, then you send out an email, and they can send in their request, and then, you know, you next time you name everybody, that's the person, and then you give a date for the ballots to come in. I don't understand what, you know, any number of people up to a quorum can speak to each other at any time. I don't understand why we're wasting this time. Can we just, like, move on or something? I don't understand. Can we just, like, move on?
Well, if there are no other objections, do we want to, is there an objection to accepting two? Terry, yes.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out that in the bylaws, the nominations for directors need only be communicated to the local secretary in any way, and then that person gets put on the ballot for directors of the foundation. So following that model, it just requires notification of who's ever accepting nominations during the nomination period.
Mary Bird?
All right, that's clear enough. Mary?
I don't want to spend any time on it either, but I think it's a lot harder to get hold of somebody on the phone than it is to send them an email. And if you have to leave a message, maybe they don't get your message. So I don't see any advantage in trying to call on a teleconference. Everybody hears what it is, and so there's no confusion. And just send an email is a lot faster than trying to get on the phone, and you don't get through.
Are there any objections?
But it's not a problem. I'm not going to object, but I just think that would be a silly way to try to do something.
Mm-hmm. Are there any objections to number two, then, to adopting it as is?
Yeah, three.
All right, then I guess we'll have to go to a vote. Mary?
Okay, so now let me get what the language is. Teleconference, are we substituting the word teleconference? Because if...
No, I don't think that was part of the motion.
Well, that was my suggestion. They're saying it's
well,
not
I mean,
necessary.
It doesn't make sense otherwise because you're not allowed to do it on a teleconference. So,
point of order, if Serene is moving to add teleconference, then we vote on that motion to amend.
Mm-hmm. So did you move that, Serene?
That was my objection.
Okay.
So,
was your intention. Okay, can we accept that as a motion?
All right. Let's go right ahead. We'll have to vote on that.
Okay. So, to substitute teleconference. Okay. Jane Gate was not. Mary Berg votes yes. Carolyn?
No.
Terry?
No.
Patty?
No.
Melinda?
No.
Richard?
No.
Serene?
Yes.
We're getting outvoted here. Zarina?
Abstain.
Ted?
Abstain.
Lavarne?
I didn't join the call early enough to know what's going on.
Lavarne?
I'm sorry. I think my vote is... wait a minute, I wasn't paying attention. Yes. I was trying to send something
okay.
out.
Okay. We're voting whether to substitute here in item two, to accept nominations by email and teleconference, substituting the word teleconference instead of telephone.
So the vote yes means to...
You would say... It would read, to accept nominations by email and teleconference.
I'll abstain, Mary.
Okay. Carol?
Yes.
Harrison?
Yes.
Don White isn't here, right? Is anybody whose name I didn't call who joined the call?
Deb Shafto is not here either.
I don't have Deb. I don't have...
Jane.
Jane or Don. Okay. Well, it fails. Let's see. There's only three yeses. Let's see. One, two, three, four. Four yes. One, two, three, four, five. Five noes. And one, two, three abstentions. Okay. So it stays as is.
All right. So moving, then we need to vote to accept it as is. Are there any objections to accepting it as is? The earlier the motion to amend having failed?
Yes, I object.
All right, I guess we have to go to a vote on that.
No, this is item two. We're talking about item two.
That's
two.
Right. Mm-hmm. The amendment failed, so now we have to vote on it.
Okay. Okay.
There's no further discussion?
Is there discussion on the... I'm sorry, I asked for objections. No objections. All right. Who would like to discuss that?
Well, unless
who's
Harrison,
did
you
want
to go first?
Is there a stack
no,
on it? Sarah Wolf calling the question.
I'm having trouble hearing you guys. Are you there?
Yeah, it was just
static.
Sarah Wolf calling the question.
You
can't call the question
in
committee.
I can't. Okay.
Well, perhaps there's no one that wishes to discuss. I actually was hoping that I don't want to speak, but I was hoping someone else would.
Well, who there is a stack, Serene, and who else is on the stack now? No one else. All right, Serene, go ahead, please.
Okay. The whole process when we have in-person committee meetings, nominations are made openly, which means there's some public notice of the nomination, and utilizing the teleconference or the listserv, the group's email, sending email to the listserv, is a way of putting everyone on notice of who's making the nomination at the time that they make the nomination. So why we would need to retreat to a different process for this committee's nominations is, it causes some concern. There's nothing to hide. You want to nominate someone, just send the email to the listserv. That is the purpose of the listserv, to handle these sorts of things. Obviously, we're not voting on the listserv, but, in the interest of transparency, light, and love, and all of that, what's the problem?
Anyone else to speak to this? Then let's go to a vote, Mary.
Okay. This is a vote to accept item two. The chair of pro tem shall accept nominations by email and telephone between April 23rd and April 30th. I don't know if they'll do kind of silly, but anyway, I'll vote yes. I want to move on. Carol and Bertie?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Harry?
Yes.
Patty?
Yes.
Melinda? Melinda, you there?
Yes. I would say yes, but I also want to make a note. Whoever the secretary is needs to strike Wendy Schrill because she's no longer part of this board, this committee.
I struck her not
okay.
hard, though, before you got on the call. Okay.
Oh, well, I wouldn't hit her. I just think you ought to take her name
out. You said I ought to strike her, and I did, but I say it was gently. Okay.
Well, that's
Richard?
A lot nice of you.
It was an e-strike from long distance.
Well, doesn't hurt.
Yes.
Okay, Serene?
No.
Zarina?
What is the question again? I'm hearing all
we are voting whether to accept as a procedure this item 2 on the agenda. The secretary and the chair pro tem shall accept nominations by email and telephone between April 23rd and April 30th. There was a previous vote to substitute teleconference for the word telephone, but that failed, so it's like this.
Okay, I'll vote yes.
Okay. And Deb, are you here yet? You're not here. Okay. Ted?
Abstain.
LaVarne?
Yes.
Carol?
Yes.
Harrison?
Abstain.
Don White is still not here. Okay. 9 yes, 1 no, and 2 abstentions. So that passes.
All right, moving right along then. We're at point number 3.
Right, point of information.
Yes, who is this?
This is Ted.
Ted,
mm-hmm. If this has already been addressed, then you can rule me out of order. But I'm wondering about how this meeting got called, the legitimacy of the scheduling of tonight's meeting. That's my point of information.
Mary Bird,
it is out of
order
at this point. I think Ted. Yes, Mary, go ahead.
Well, we all voted for it without objection. We agreed to have the next meeting on this date when we had our last meeting. That's why it's here, and it's been on the calendar since then.
I thought we voted to have it last Sunday.
Yes, and then I sent out a notice changing the date, asking permission. I had a quorum, and so I changed the date until this time.
Because so many people couldn't come on the 16th.
I'm sorry. What did you say? You had a quorum on the list, sir?
Well, when I sent out a notice, enough people, I asked permission to change it, and enough people answered to constitute a quorum.
Well, we can't
so
vote on the list. We can't vote on the list.
Exactly, but I did get enough responses so that I felt it was prudent to change it simply because there were enough people. May we move on, please? I think this is out of order.
Actually, Madam Chair, this is Ted again, and I would like to, just for the record, say that I voted to meet last Sunday. I've worked all day today, all day yesterday, and that's why I voted for meeting last weekend when I didn't have anything on my plate. And I think that this is I'm not gonna pursue this issue, and I'm gonna stay for the rest of this meeting. But I at least would like the respect of everyone on this call to say that this suggestion that having a vote on the listserv is highly irregular, highly inappropriate, and it ought to never happen again. This is a total negation of the rules that I thought we established for this committee and all committees.
I think that's splitting hairs.
If people want to think that I'm chastising them, you're goddamn right.
You always do, Ted.
There's
okay,
no need for that kind of contention. Let's move on from this. So your point is,
Madam Chairman, this is Art Stadney.
I'm sorry. Oh, Art.
Hello.
Art Stadney.
A charming note from Mr. Ted. I believe I will bail, not just because of the atmosphere, but because there's nothing technical going on, so I'm completely useless. If you need any technical input, please phone me. I'll be here to do the best I can and answer questions, but I'm getting serious ear sweats, and I'll see you guys later, okay?
Thank you, Art.
Bye.
Thank you, Art. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right. The next point of business is number 3 on this motion. Secretary Pro Tem shall create and distribute by email attachment IRV ballots for those positions. These positions, except that identical ballots, shall be sent by post to any member requesting such by May 5th, 2006. Is there a discussion on that?
Stack?
Mm-hmm. Yes, please. Who wants to be on the stack?
Serene. It's relatively minor, but I do think that the by May 5th should, in fact, be placed
before accepted identical ballots should be sent by post. If nominations are received by the 30th, I don't quite know why it needs 5 days to send out the ballots, but whatever the distribution method, it should be by the same date for everyone.
All right. Point well taken. I would accept that. Mm-hmm. Ms. Minor. Any objections to making that change?
By Nathan.
Okay. Accept that. Any other discussion on that point? Are we ready to move to a vote then? Are there any objections to it as changed? It will read, accept that by May 5th, identical ballots shall be sent by post. Is that correct, Serena?
Well, I've got create and distribute by email attachment IRV ballots by May 5th.
For positions by May 5th, yes.
By May 5th, okay. Thank you.
For these positions.
All right, good.
Right, for these positions, that's what it
is. All right, hearing no objection then, number 3 is approved. The fourth section, that the ballot shall be returned by post, postmarked no later than May 15th, to the Secretary of the P&B in double-blind envelopes, including sealed anonymous inner envelopes, which ballots shall be retained for inspection upon request by a member of the Elections Committee at the next quarterly meeting of the P&B. I myself would like to offer a change to that.
Mary Berg, on the staff.
Mary, go ahead.
And then
for the committees, I don't know why it would go to the Secretary of the P&B. It would go to the Secretary of the Committee. That's what has happened every time I've seen it. It doesn't make sense. Doesn't
in this
make sense.
Case, it would be Secretary Pro Tem.
Yeah, Secretary Pro Tem. So I'm suggesting to strike of the P&B and put to Secretary Pro Tem.
Point of information?
Of the committee, someone is confused.
Of the committee, of the election, to the Elections Committee Secretary. Let's insert that. How about that? Pro Tem.
Mm-hmm. Are there any objections to that? Yes.
Has the Secretary of the P&B agreed?
No, that was the point I was going to make. She would rather not.
Point. I think she's
she
got
disagree,
her hands full.
But she would rather not, yes.
I'm sure she would rather not. And it's no problem for me. I don't mind.
It's Serena. I'd ask to get on the stack for this issue, this same motion.
Right. Go ahead, Serena.
With regard to the date, if something is, in fact, being sent out by post to a member by May 5th, to expect that it be returned by May 15th, I think maybe a bit optimistic. So unless we're going to go back and change that May 5th date and make it May 2nd or something, allowing people almost 2 weeks to get it and get it back, that May 15th date needs to
Good
be changed.
Point.
So
I don't know why it's May 5th. Why is it so long now? Yeah, that's a good point.
Don White.
Oh.
Hey, Don.
Hello, folks. I'm so sorry I'm so late. I moderated a candidates forum tonight, and it just went on and on. But I'll just listen to where you are, and you go right ahead.
Well, do you have the agenda?
Yes, I do have the agenda right in front of me.
We're on item. We've gone through items 1 through 3, and we're now discussing item 4.
Actually, we've broken up the first motion into five parts, and we're on the fourth of those 5 parts.
Right. It is written like that.
But I mean, he may not have.
Oh, true. Okay. Good point. Okay.
Now,
all right,
just
so there's an objection. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Don.
Just for clarity, when you say. Are you in the old business section?
No, we're on a very first special order.
Special order of business. Mm-hmm. The motion is 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Yes, okay, I'm up with you. Go right ahead.
We're still on the first page, yes.
Okay.
Now, there's a question about the date, and would someone like to change those dates?
I would move that we could change it to May 2nd.
I didn't hear Mary. What do you want to? Which date do you want to change to which, Mary?
Well,
in number 3 or 4?
In number 3, and then we can leave number 4.
So you want to change
that only
to
gives
May
3
second.
Days.
And then change number 4 to.
Point
of order.
Yes, Terry.
item 3 has been passed. Require a motion to reconsider.
Mm.
Right.